commute. Earl Street from Collingwood Street to Victoria is closed for a manhole repair. The intersection of Toronto Street and Park Street will be closed daily for the installation of an all-way stop by the city contractor. South Bartlett is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett for facade restoration at 665 Princess Street. On Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signs. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kitt Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsline Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. John Street from Montreal to Bagot is closed through July 31st to complete water and sanitary service upgrades. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Barry Street at Queen. Now your weather outlook for today: showers with a risk of thunderstorm, local amounts of 10 to 20 millimeters, a high of 21, humidex 26, UV index 3 or moderate. Tonight will be cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a low of 16. Coming up at 5, we review some of the latest developments in the discussion surrounding Aalto's potential route through Kingston. This has been your afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Liz and Marion from AKA Autonomous Social Center, an anti-capitalist, anti-state, and anti-colonial autonomous organizing space in Cataraqui, Kingston since 2008. AKA is home to the Blue Heron Books and Zines Community Bookstore and Zine Distribution Shop, which strives to provide and promote radical, anarchist, and anti-authoritarian books and media less readily available from mainstream sources or local venues such as libraries. Folks are invited to come by during operating hours to read in the space and engage in conversations with each other, collective members, and volunteers, and they aim to promote the exchange of ideas. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this afternoon's special community takeover of our airwaves, I have two folks here from AKA the Autonomous Social Center, Marion and Liz. So welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So you have an event coming up this weekend, which we'll get into shortly, but I thought to start, we could just talk about who you are and what you do, because it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can start. Yeah, so we're AKA Autonomous Social Center, which is a physical space downtown Kingston, 75 Queen Street, up the ramp. We have a lending library and a bookstore in there and a big zine archive and then a free store. It's also the home office space for OPIRG Kingston and the base for Calls from Home radio show, other than CFRC, and Mutual Aid Gardens, which is our big kind of community garden project. And the space kind of strives to be a spot where people can meet and organize and connect that is not policed in the same way that other institutions are. The kind of origins of it were a bunch of people in Kingston were getting over and over again kicked out for doing political organizing, specifically anarchist, autonomous, anti-poverty organizing. And so the concept for the space kind of came about so that people could have a home base, and we try to provide that. There's a bunch of groups that do use the space kind of regularly to meet, and we encourage that. In the years past, we've done lots of programming and events out of the space and come in waves, depending on everyone's capacity and focus at the moment. But the past few years, we've had some kind of long-term projects that most of us have been focusing on, and then other people have been using the space to host meetings. The Mycelium Network and Beyond the Binary both meet there regularly, and we're really open to having more groups use the space and take advantage of that. So get in touch.
Well put.
And I don't know if there are roles or projects perhaps that you two are spearheading that you wanted to talk specifically about. Is it all volunteer?
Do the anarchists have roles? How do they do it? Are they just people?
No, it's a good question. I feel like, okay, there's a couple questions. In the group, kind of the main AKA group itself, I think there's informal roles mainly, which is helpful. I think we all play to our strengths, and a lot of that is just based on our strengths and our relationships and what needs to get done.
Yes, who's available to do what and who knows how to do what, I think, is kind of governs the operation of the house mostly. Like, there's not very many of us who kind of keep the place running on the regular, and we divide the work as we're able to the most part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think structures that allow people to do things based on capacity are very underrepresented.
Yes. Truly.
It's great to see. I mean, I think you were a goat too, right?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Similar vibe. Like, you lean into your skills and call on help when you don't have those skills.
You've touched on some of the groups that use the space. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about some of the specific activities that you do together, what a typical week might look like if there is such a thing. Because I know there are some regular hours and some regular spaces that you can hold there.
So probably the most regular thing that goes on in AKA during the week is Blue Heron Open Hours. Blue Heron Books and Zines is the library lending project. So that encompasses the library, which has anarchist books, but also other things. We have it split into different sections. There's a fiction section and a feminist section and an anti-racism section and et cetera, et cetera.
Really big graphic novel and comic section, actually. It's pretty excellent.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's not your average public library stuff, but anyone can come and sign up for like a library membership like you would at a public library, kind of, and come borrow things. And then we also have used books for sale. So Blue Heron Books and Zines also coordinates the sale of used books. And that's more or less like a way of generating money for the project, because it's not a funded project. It's a project that's paid for through money generating activities like selling used books, and then also just our sweat and tears. Yeah. And the sweat and tears of many who have, you know,
come before.
Yeah, and been involved in the project. Yeah, people coming together and trying to do some shit they really care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is all volunteer run. Yeah, the open bookstore hours are Mondays from 3 to 7 and Thursdays from 5 to 7. People should come by.
Just looking at Blue Heron's website, for example, you talk about it's kind of like a library, but not really, talking about some of the books that you have in there, and the intention being that it's not mainstream. It's things that you might not find on the library shelves. And even like referencing graphic novels and comics, I really feel like they are underappreciated for the messages and the content that they can include. I don't think they should be overlooked by folks, because you can say a lot in a very concise way with those.
Yes, I agree.
And sometimes get them out a lot faster, obviously, than you can writing a 300 or 400 page treatise.
Agreed. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and I think part of the interest in kind of maintaining this library project and that communication is just providing lots of ways for people to digest information and engage with political ideas, their political autonomy and things like that. And graphic novels and fiction are the main ways that I do that, because I'm not great at reading nonfiction. So I think that, yeah, however people want to engage with that and come to the library, we're open to. We've had lots of book clubs in the past and book launches and movie screenings, and we like talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Let the kids be in the sex surgeries. That all that a slave does cannot save us. They caught the decisions. I ain't come here to play woke musicians. I don't say we gon' win for the listens. Niggas tired of the Twitter feed lynchings. Free up all my trans siblings in prisons. Why they steady punching down? They don't wanna see us up, 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 up. Let my niggas grow up,
uplifting me. Words help you see a lot. This book was a gift to me. Chuck D presents this day in rap and hip-hop history. It's a reference book. It puts important dates in a list for me. Jamel Shabazz, A Time Before Crack. A photographic history of hip-hop from way, way back. Here's Martha Cooper's hip-hop files. Charlie Ahern, Wild Style. And 50 Cent's 50th Law. I used to read this to my child. Sometimes I look at my library and I smile. Cause if I can't find it on the shelf, I know it's there in my file. Meanwhile, there's other books with other hooks and outlooks. I like to cook, so I read about cooks. I can't live without books. I like books. I recite books. I even write books a lot. Science of rap, ruminations, gospel of hip-hop. But let me spit a quick list, a book list that's really short. The first book that you should get is really a passport. Travel, that's key, but the books can unlock it. Unlock your mind by reading lines of new topics. Place your optics on books of real black knowledge. Beginning with Carter G. Woodson, I'm paying homage. His book, Miseducation of the Negro, is essential for freeing your mind from the slavery that is meant. Turn up this instrumental. You ain't dealing with an amateur. I'm reading Walter Rodney, How Europe Undeveloped Africa. That's the man to thank, high rank. Let's look at The Birth of Black America by Andrew Frank. Take that to the bank. Let me rock again, hip hop again. Check out Africa, Mother of Western Civilization by Yosef Ben Yakinen. Check out Black Man of the Nile again by Yosef Yakinen. Civilization or Barbarism by Schenck and Tajop. And then Black Indian by William Lauren Katz. Take it back. Anything by Dr. Cornel West, you need to go get that. Michael Eric Dyson, all his books, go get all of that. Henry Louis Gates, PBS, show support for that. I'm like Banneker with the almanac. Books, I got the tallest stack. The Brooklyn Public Library, yeah, that's where I started at. I read up everything, every book that I could see. While these others went to college, I got my knowledge for free. Philosophy, theology, paleoanthropology, anthropology, mythology, economy. I study these subjects entirely for free. It was free. You got to see me. It was free. Open your eyes and see. It was free. You got to see. Good things in life are free. Don't waste your money. Let us continue on the menu with these reference books, like the Oxford English Dictionary. For words, it's a better look. It deals with word history before and after them. But it's funny, in the A section, you can't find the word African. But these books, don't start trashing them, bashing them, harassing them. It just shows accurately the racism to the maximum. Here's American Heritage Dictionary, 4th edition. Here's what it looks like when we look at the definition of Shirley Chisholm. Peep the wisdom and the complication. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman to seek the Democratic presidential nomination. You talk about breaking new ground, Shirley's profound. But in the American Heritage Dictionary, this is nowhere to be found. This is an American Heritage Dictionary reference. And Shirley Chisholm's run for president doesn't get one sentence. I'm just pointing it out, the scholarship, what it's all about. Don't just read, find out what these authors are all about. I'm free! It was free! You got to see me! It was free! Open your eyes and see! It was free! You gotta see! Good things in life are free! Don't waste your money.
I came up off the ship and they handle it. That price that coming down, that's just stiff as a mannequin. Before you let it go, you assess all the damages. It could go from abandonment to pimping and pandering. The system's rigged, we gon' work to dismantle it. Chrome brand of shame, cause we don't see the advantages. Nah, they stealing, everyone gotta eat. Plus what I go and pay for something, I can get it for free. I took knives out my back, I heated up to heal the wounds. You wanna pull the trigger, but you're too afraid to shoot. This coming from that real field lineage. And f***ers don't hang with the guinea pigs. I still do it bigger than a lot of spitters. And bar for bar, there ain't no competition. Yeah, this ain't rehearsal or an audition. It's the system, these cops, and these politicians. So let them go. Everyone gotta eat. Why would I pay for something I can get it for free? If I wanna steal a meal, it ain't outside of my means. So if you with it, then I'm with it. Everyone gotta eat. Everyone gotta eat. Why would I pay for something I can get it for free? If I wanna steal a meal, it ain't outside of my means. So if you with it, then I'm with it. Everyone gotta eat.
Hey, yo. Cold part about it. Been about it. Hard to hear the wisdom through a stomach that's been growling. Working people rounded up like cowboys did the cattle. So we rodeo, do-si-do, knock them off the saddle. Bang. They might let George Floyd's killer out. We still ain't got the justice that's been needed over Mike Brown. Be careful how you correspond with certain folk. They could blind copy ops to get you caught.
Give me all that smoke.
I know, but right is right despite the way they raise. They've been gunning for my head. They are busy catching strays. One half of Marche. How you? They call me sucker proof. My old lady sucker free. She probably don't fuck with you. Motherfuckers try to play on my name. Spank Pops got off his fixie bike. Socked them broad day right off Mason and Hay. We've been feeding these streets. You talk too fucking much. That's why you can't hardly eat.
Everyone gotta eat. Why would I pay for something I can get it for free? If I wanna steal a meal, it ain't outside of my means. So if you with it, then I'm with it. Everyone gotta eat. Everyone gotta eat. Why would I pay for something I can get it for free? If I wanna steal a meal, it ain't outside of my means. So if you with it, then I'm with it. Everyone gotta eat.
Said I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. Said I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat.
I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. Said I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat. I eat, you eat. Everyone gotta eat.
Maybe before we get into the blue heron related activity that we're going to be talking about, are there any other activities that you want to mention? Any other things going on?
Yeah, I mean, we welcome any kind of engagement. And if people have questions about how the space can be used or rented or things like that, we'd love to talk to people. And then we also do engage with a lot of people right now in this season with growing things. So the Mutual Aid Garden Projects kind of has its home base at out of AKA too. So that has been a main way that we do a bunch of work in the community in the summertime. If people are interested in gardening or spending time outside or getting to know people or getting some free food, then Mutual Aid Gardens can also be an avenue to kind of get involved and learn more.
And you recently had one. How often do the Mutual Aid, or are you involved with the Totally Free Market?
Yeah, the really, really free veggie markets. Yeah. So we had our first one, not this past weekend, but the one before, and then our next one, August 9th, I want to say.
There's a group of us, we typically end up getting together in like February and setting all of our market dates. We've had it at different frequencies before. I think this year we have it every 3 weeks.
Yeah, there's five this summer, I think. And then we've had a bunch of other events. Like we had an intro to herbalism workshop this past weekend that our wonderful work study student helped organize with the Cataraqui Herbalist Collective. So the market dates are August 9th at 2 p.m. and that's at the Fire Lane between 106 and 140 Compton Street. The one after that is August 30th at 2 p.m. at 52 Bayswater behind the Red Lobster. And then on September 20th, we're going to be at Coffeeway, Division and Consensus Street at 2 p.m. And then October 11th, our last one will be back at the Fire Lane between 106 and 140 Compton Street. All at 2 p.m.
I'll just explain a little bit more also about the Gardens Project. Yeah. I think part of the impetus behind that was seeing during COVID just this moment of like pandemic survival times when it first started and everyone was just like flooding to the grocery store and buying up all the toilet paper for themselves. It was very much the Gardens Project, a reaction against that of being like, if there's just a shortage of things that everyone needs, let's come together and figure out creative ways to get everything we need together. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out how to survive together in a communal way, not in an individualist way where we all just hoard in our basements in the suburbs. We're not interested in that. We want to do something different. And doing something different that's also not just depending on the state to come save us every time there's a big problem, of which we're going to see more and more big problems more and more frequently between climate crisis and rising authoritarianism and just all of these things coming together. There has never been a better time to just not be a jerk to your neighbor. Like, I don't know.
Build those connections and collective capacity as opposed to kind of squirreling away, because that won't suit anyone for very long.
And you probably in your individual household don't actually have the skills to survive. So why are you even acting in that way? That's dumb.
Not
as well as like not ethical.
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah. it's funny. There's like so few, I think, zombie apocalypse scenarios that people imagine where they're with a group, right? Yeah. It's all this solo survival. And it's realistically, that's not going to serve you very well.
You got like 6 months doing that?
Yeah. You have limited skills that you're able to pick up. You have to sleep. What if you get sick?
Yeah. Sir, you work a white collar job.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do the things you need to do to survive.
Yeah. And YouTube won't be there to help you.
It's all full of AI slop now anyway.
Yeah. Trade and barter seems to be coming back too. But I think this is a great example of it. And I think maybe one that's more natural for people to think of. We do have skills that we can share with each other. Resources doesn't always have to be an item, right?
Yeah.
It can be a talent that you have or knowledge that you have that you can share as well. So very cool to have that kind of dialogue happening.
People like giving their time and space to do something together, I think, is way more powerful and capacity building for everyone than just trying to learn something alone. Mm-hmm. So we try and do that in most aspects of our project, I think. Also because it is a lot of the way our own brains work. It's easier sometimes to motivate with others than by yourself. So that's why we try and do this together.
See, before I draw the line, let me welcome you close to all the folks who knew Obama sold the people a hoax. Gave the money to suckers while our community's still poor. Withdrew the troops but started another war. Colonizing, terrorizing, creating the oil crisis so they can make a killer, no food and gas prices. Prisons is filling, they trying to lock up the future. Militarized borders and control of computers. Want a stupid bumping music that ain't healthy for the shortest. Privatizing schools and policemen in the hallways. Can't be dormant, I've awoken. Rise up, be ready, brought the family with us, and we hold the machetes.
Riding the fence, too many people be riding the fence. Yeah, you say you ready for war, but are you convinced? I'm not convinced. If you're a rider, freedom fighter, crowd excited, then let's do this. We can make one big united middle finger to the U.S. Give me the bravest and the truest. The hip
dopest and the coolest. We gon' spark this revolution and cross this off our to-do list. Put your foot down if you look down on this criminal system. Put your book down and get shook down like my niggas in prison. Don't be condemning and condoning their actions in one sentence. Make up your mind, choose your side. Is you a patriot or a menace to society? So riot or sit by quietly. But don't pull out your flag and try to say you gon' ride with me. You flip-flopping like hip-hop. I don't get locked in that trick box. Get got like Big and Pop. Shit's got to stop. I am the people, not the big. I repeat after Fred. So please blow my brains out if I ever forget.
I'm with the independent thinkers. I'm down with the movers and the shakers and the ex-handy drinkers. The non-smokers, the health advocates, the non-voters. The young bloods in the hood training like soldiers. I'm on the side of the tracks with the hood guardians. The little child that don't color inside the margins. I don't ride the fence, I cultivate my strength. Cause if it ain't about power, it don't make sense. I've been down with Boogie Down since BDP, some brown pride. And black power make RBG. A OG told me choose battles wisely. In the struggle, don't forget your children and your wifey. If you don't see me on the podium preaching it, every day I hope my every action is teaching it. Cause revolution is a process, it's not a speech or a panel. You bite off more than you can handle.
En Palestina, con todos los estudiantes por educación gratuita. I'm with workers uprising and the right to unionize. We ain't crossed the border, so you better legalize. I'm with La Peña del Bronx. I'm still with Vitor Toro, cause gentrification is polluting my borough. So bro, never. South Bronx forever. Decolonize the block, make your neighborhood better. I ain't down with the rich, I'm more Richie Perez. Don't talk to grand juries or cooperate with feds. I'm with students, doctors, janitors, teachers. We need living wages, but they don't believe us. Moneta, Barreto, Spofford, Hunts Point, my point, my hood, I love. We join forces, forming our deck, BX. Taking over buildings, rebel Diaz for the children.
Politics to sickness, streets express symptoms. Caught up with a quickness, big business pimps them. Scholars play the simpleton, fools play with wisdom. Who will stand and fight back? Who will play the victim? Trials and tribulations, injured generations. Stolen history and outsourced innovation. Babel Tower fell, tribes are at war. The battle story's not represented in the score. The game's fixed, most of the faces and names switched. Credit stolen for art, science, religion, language. Technology, philosophy, and with strangers. They paid in Haitian for the knowledge of the ancients. Power in words, actions, guns, swords. Aim Panthers, brown berets, young lords. Pick a side, one sickness, one cure. One love, one blood, one world, but one war.
Just want the same things as I do, the same things as I do.
Cause you just want the same things as me, for equal opportunities and for people to free. You want to see justice and those held accountable, free health care, free education's invaluable. You don't want to see no billionaires controlling resources. Don't want to see black people killed from police enforcement. Want to see a free Congo and freedom for all. Want to organize the people just to see them involved? Yeah. Cause there's so much we have in common. You know revolutions start from the streets and from no college. It don't take a scholar to recognize we need change. Wanna see the reparations for the people enslaved. Wanna see a free Palestine or ceasefire in Gaza. Wanna free the oppressed. Rest in peace to Assad. Don't wanna see no families kidnapped in the streets. Cause it's fuck ICE, the police. And that's why you have me at the system. Put your hands in the air for this one, yeah. You have me at the system, the system, the system, yeah. You had me at
the system. Free my niggas locked up in prison. Yeah, you had me at the system. The system, the system. Yeah, you just want the same things as I do. To unlearn this public schooling, cause you know we've been lied to. Wanna raise kids with a revolution mindset. Recognize an ally and identify threats. Wanna teach them the truth, also how to shoot the Ruger, how to keep it a bill, and how to keep it moving. You don't wanna see no wars, we can feed the unfortunate. Don't wanna see our culture get turned out by some corporate shit, yeah. Cause you know that's off the backs of the working class. Could feed a lot of people with the price of a Birkin bag. You know I wanna see a woman's right to choose. You know I got your back, please don't get it confused. I know you see on the news, it don't matter who the president. There's always this some that they gon' never fix. That's why democracy is so damaging. You know I click clack when it comes to my family. That's why you had me at the system. Put your hands in the air for this one, yeah. You had me at the system. The system, the system, yeah. You had me at the system. Free my niggas locked up in prison, yeah. You had me at the system. The system, the system, yeah. You just want the same things as I do. You know we've been lied to. You know we've been lied to.
At this point, I think that it is important to make one thing very clear. I have advocated and I still advocate revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Anything, I'm sick, but it's game time. Hey, the world's on fire, we don't own the water, y'all. Inmates hire for a couple dollars, y'all. New era usher, but white supremacy is still in charge. Talking colonizing Gaza from the White House lawn. But the people mobbing, and we ain't backing off. Finally see the oligarchy and men that control us all. Tax breaks for the elite. And then they taxing y'all, killing Palestinian kids, and we getting hit with the cost. Why the f*** you think you can't afford the rent in your building, and you can't afford groceries and debt in your feelings, and you know how the West thinks. It's all about the West Banks. Call a ceasefire, then start annexing the West Bank. How you think Israel gets money for the best tanks? And Netanyahu loves Trump. He's like, yeah, thanks. That's your money, and yes, it's all connected. And they controlling your feed, the information that they censor, blocking hashtags. Can't say free Palestine. It's 2 weeks in, think where we'll be around July. But you know us Americans out of sight, out of mind, and they know it too. That's why they running game on our lives. But they got me f***ed up. They got me f***ed up. They got me f***ed up. And Elon, we know exactly what that was, bro. You can't bond faith. You can't kill people. Resistance grows in the wake. And while our president sends billions to Israel safes, ethnic cleansing's never gonna make Israelis feel safe. More blood, more weapons, more money, more oppression, more hate, more fear, more walls, and more settlements. The colonizer just spoke to us at the White House. What we said was gonna happen is happening right now. Nah, they marching home. Yeah, that's resilience. Millions celebrating like the world was walking with them. You in the palm of God, no man will ever catch you flinching. They can never burn the olive tree that lives within them. The next 4 years, it's time to ride. Ice free Congo,
Sudan and Palestine. If you still haven't said about the genocide, know your grandkids one day are gonna ask you why. They got me up. What that was, bro. They got a they got a they got a and Elon, we talking cobalt on the next one.
So you have an event coming up on the weekend, on August 1st. I wonder if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to have a big indoor-outdoor book sale and vintage stuff. And we usually have some really cool collectibles and things like that. And we invite people to come and explore the space and then the alley and backyard we usually set up. And it's kind of a fun time. People are usually like, oh, I didn't know this was back here. It's a cool time to connect and meet people. We have good music playing usually. And our books kind of start at $2. So it's also a good place to get a deal.
Yeah, we've always priced them pretty cheap. But as prices have raised, we haven't actually changed the
prices.
We have
not raised with inflation.
We have not raised with inflation.
Detriment.
So you'll find better deals than you would have.
Get in before we change our sign.
Yeah. Before we're like, oh yeah, no, we really gotta raise those prices. We haven't yet.
And this is books across all sorts of genres. I saw some images of past events that you've done, you know, and there's some sci-fi in there.
Yeah.
There's some cool stickers and some artwork as well. So maybe a great opportunity for people that might be too shy to walk in on a regular day. Go with a group. If you're wandering around downtown, it's right there.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a good... It is kind of a way that we've met some people who have come back to events, because it's kind of a customer service really friendly vibe, and then we can
here's the customer service capitalist context that you're familiar and comfortable with.
And it feels easy for people to do, to be honest. And I say that kind of flippantly, but truthfully, it is an easier social interaction that people know what to expect. And if that leads to something more and it means that people are more comfortable to engage with a political thing or to think about using the space with their friends to try and organize something, then yeah, this is a great way to get to meet us in the space.
And what time is that happening?
From 10 to 5. We'll be there all day long. We do it during the Princess Street Promenade. So if you're coming to the promenade, you can follow our chalk signs, which Marianne will probably do in the morning, down to the book sale.
They're very effective. I've noticed them
effective.
Every time.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
The CFRC has a table at the promenade, so we can
Nice. Visit both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you come to the used book sale, don't miss CFRC's table on Princess Street at the Princess Street Promenade. It's a perfect day, people.
It is.
It plans itself.
Yeah, that sounds like a ton of fun. And as you say, like a good way to have that gentle introduction. Because I think sometimes, I feel like terminology in general, if people don't quite understand what it means, can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the best way that you can learn something is just having a conversation. You know, if you're reading something in a dictionary or trying to find it in an academic journal, you're going to be scared off pretty quickly.
Agreed.
And so when you can see the application and reasoning behind something in a non-intimidating and in conversation, I think that's a great opportunity too.
Totally.
So.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like anarchists all have a different way of practicing anarchism and different priorities. And this group, we have our own way of doing that and our own priorities. And our priorities are not about terminology. They're really about ethics. That's why our main one rule is in AKA in the space is don't be an asshole. That encompasses so much. And you don't need to know any fancy words.
Nope.
Just you be genuine and don't be a jerk.
Want to engage in like caring for your neighbors and yourself and learning new skills and making sure that we all kind of survive the coming hard times, then we want to talk about that.
I played a lot of places and I'll play them all again. Everywhere I go, I hear the same old thing again. Somebody dies in police custody. Soon there are questions from the family. At first the situation makes the lawmen look so filthy, but they investigate themselves and it turns out that they're not guilty. Hey, hey, the Lord police say it means the same thing now as yesterday. Out of your houses, into the streets, everybody say
the police.
Let's go. Ian Bush's family didn't know he was a killer when Constable Kessler picked him up for an open can of Miller. The video at the station house, it somehow got erased, but the bull was there so we can know exactly what took place. The boy jumped on his back, but the cop was quick instead. He reached around and shot him right in the back of the head. Constable Kessler would not demonstrate just how this thing was done. If you think that it's impossible, then the coroner's not alone. Well, hey, hey, the Lord police say it means the same thing now as yesterday. Out of your houses, into the streets, everybody say
the police.
Didi. There must be something magic down in the holding cells, cause there's stuff that happens there that just don't happen nowhere else. Healthy people dying from a sudden heart attack, men who hang themselves with their hands tied behind their back. There's lots of good and brave police, it must be true, I guess. It's brave to work with a murderer sipping coffee by your desk. Well, hey, hey, Taloy Police, it means the same thing now as yesterday.
Le sang un peu partout sur ton sort, couvert de ciment jusqu'à étouffer ton sort,
te détruisent pour du papier,
ensouiller tes profondeurs pour nous faire croire en ton deuil. On ne portera pas ta tombe car on veut te voir vivre. Ils t'ont séquestré de leurs ombres, nous on veut te voir libre. Tes enfants t'entendent crier au centre ta souffrance. Aujourd'hui ils sont prêts à se battre pour prendre ta défense. Les puissants te persécutent comme ils nous persécutent. Tombés dans la démence, c'est charmé par Belzébuth. Après t'avoir pillé, fragmenté, bombardé, vidé de tes substances, tes richesses ils ont gardé sans aucun respect. Se sont appropriés ta chair depuis des millénaires. Pour t'avoir se font la guerre, Pachamama. Tes enfants sont toujours là, éparpillés sur le globe, le poing levé pour le combat, Pachamama. C'est nos racines qui sont en toi, tout notre amour sera plus fort que notre désarroi, Pachamama. Ton vase rempli à rabord, ils t'ont condamné à mort et nous ont condamné à mort. De toutes parts s'élèvent nos voix, allez leur dire d'avance que malgré leur mauvaise foi, terre mère n'est pas à vendre. L'homme moderne ne veut pas voir. Fatalité sublimée sous la flèche de Lucifer. Civilisation suicidaire. Les puissances font la guerre pour te voler tes richesses. T'ont mis à la vente et brevettes chacune de tes espèces. Terre, mère, patrimoine ancestral de vie. Considéré comme une vulgaire marchandise à leur service. Pachamama, on porte ta tristesse dans nos airs. Exploité comme nous autres, ta détresse est dans nos êtres. Pachamama, tu es le reflet de nos cœurs. Torturé et meurtri dans le siècle de l'horreur. Pachamama. Ils ne voient pas ta souffrance, encore moins ton amour, ni le souffle d'une dernière chance à tous les enfants de la terre. Le mot d'ordre est délivrance. Allez leur dire que notre mère n'est pas à vendre.
Terre, mère,
Pachamama. tienne, que tes enfants puissent t'aimer. Donne-nous aujourd'hui la force d'y croire. Pardonne-nous notre rage, qu'on se nourrisse d'espoir. Ne nous soumets pas au cynisme que l'homme moderne cultive. Livre-nous de la machine et de sa haine qui nous surine. Que ta force reprenne ses droits, qu'on se rappelle que c'est toi qui reçois la vie sous la lumière des étoiles. Ils ont répandu le sang un peu partout sur ton sol, ton recouvert de ciment jusqu'à étouffer ton sort. On t'empoisonnait ton air, souillait tes océans, tes rivières et tes mers, et on vampirisait ton sang. Ils ont fracassé tes saisons, déréglé ton climat, ils ont coupé l'horizon avec du béton dégueulasse. Ils ont exterminé ta faune, racheté ta flore, sous-estimé ta force pour nous condamner à mort. Pachamama.
If people want to find out more about what you have coming up, what you do, if they want to be reminded of events, do you have social media, website, newsletters?
Yeah, we do. So
if people want to find out more about what you have coming up, what you do, if they want to be reminded of events, do you have social media, website, newsletters?
Yeah, we do social media. We also do have an email list, but we haven't used it in a long time. I think the best way to kind of stay abreast of most of our events would be to follow OPERG's big event newsletter, which is Ear to the Ground. It is a really great aggregate of cool rad events happening in town. So all of our stuff will be on there. And then you can message us on Instagram or email us at germinations@riseup.net.
And Blue Heron has their own website.
Yes.
It's not the best way to find
it's
out
not
about
the best way
current
to find
things.
Out. Yes.
We're working on it. We're very small.
Yeah, one of our skill building areas is online stuff, but we've all kind of moved into the physical realm the past few years.
We've moved into the physical realm. What a good way to put it.
We're less online.
Yeah. We're less online. Yeah. We're touching grass right now.
Truly.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of people, I think there is this pullback from online culture, and it's so easy to feel really gross really quickly when you're online too much. So go meet people. Find out things by seeing them in person and experiencing it in person.
The online space has just become less and less hard to kind of be private and not commercial and not kind of surveilled. So that has, I think, led to us having less fun online.
Significantly.
Yeah.
If people want to support what you're doing, either as a volunteer or donating books or buying tickets to events, are there opportunities for them to do so?
Totally. Yeah, you can come buy books anytime we're open. And then during these big sales, we definitely encourage that. We also do accept book donations. We've gotten a lot of really cool kind of contributions to both our library and our book sales that way.
Yeah, shout out to all the profs who have donated to us. Incredible stuff, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's like, from the bottom of my heart, it's gone such a long way. It's really appreciated.
Agreed.
We accept any quantity of books, and if there's a microwave cookbook in there, we'll still take that bag. Our standards are not that high.
Yeah,
we want your books. If you're not going to use them, don't give them to Value Village. Give them to us.
Yes. And we do accept donations. People can come into the space or get in touch with us to donate, because we are a volunteer run and scrape by these book sales and our own contributions. So yeah, if that's something people feel moved to do, they are welcome.
And I know sometimes you put calls out for volunteers, for example, your open book hours.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that's something where you want people to check out the space a little bit first and get to know if it's a good link.
Yeah, we encourage people to come in. Usually people will stop by a couple times and then say, hey, I'd love to hang out more or volunteer. And then we set up some training shifts. I have someone to do that with currently. And then, if they like it, they keep signing up for shifts and they don't, they don't.
That's fine too.
Yeah, totally fine. We've always got a lot going on, but right now it's kind of regular projects. So if you're interested in learning more about the library or gardening or using the space or calls from home, our call-in prison radio show, which happens on CFRC Wednesdays at 7.
What you gonna do? do it right here. You know, this is the part of the song where we really just want to cut up an actress and interact with the people, you know what I'm saying? Get out with them. So I see this lady right over there. And she big fine friend. She moving to that beat, y'all. So we got to get her. Let's go get her. Come here, baby. Big boys.
Calls from Home is an ongoing long-term kind of radio project that has happened at CFRC for years, and currently a bunch of us involved in AKA are the ones who are kind of keeping it going, but it was started many years ago by people, I think in Detroit at like a radio conference, heard about one of these programs where people in prisons in the listening area of the radio and family members will call in and send each other requests and messages online. So we do that every other week on Wednesdays, where people who have loved ones who are incarcerated in Kingston and the surrounding area can send songs, and then people who are incarcerated can send songs back and little messages. We have a way to leave voice notes and people can text requests. It's really good. CFRC has 9 prisons in its listening area, so it does hit a lot of people, and it is really, really hard to stay connected and not be isolated and kind of tortured in prison. So we're hoping to break those walls down a little bit and give some people some connection.
Yeah, and in the recent few weeks, we've had actually a few different people who are regulars making requests actually say, thank you for doing this. This really means a lot to me mm-hmm. and my loved one and my family. And like, this is another way that we can stay in communication, because you can't just call that person up anytime.
No.
So there's just such few opportunities for that contact.
Yeah.
It's a really valuable radio show, and I'm also very grateful to CFRC, the radio station, for supporting this show and supporting us and just being so great.
Yeah, giving us the means to do that and create that connection. It's really cool. And yeah, all the people who've kept this show going for years, we appreciate that.
It just seems like a staple of the airwaves.
Yeah.
But if people haven't checked that out, I know Calls from Home has a great social media presence.
We do, yeah.
So you can check that out if you want to find out the number and how to get a message out there or put in a song request.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to talk about today?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, thank you covered very a lot much. Of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the awesome music as well. Some great curated picks. And I was saying before we started recording how refreshing it is when there's something a little different. It's always great when it's got a good message behind it. So really appreciate that. And Marianne and Liz, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope that you have an amazing time on Saturday.
Thanks, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's been great. Awesome.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.